Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, make an emoji out of your face.
Plus, what Apple Watch earnings really mean.
All that and more cat videos than any person ever needs to watch.
It's time for iOS Today! Hello, Megan.
Hello,
Marani.
Leo Laporte.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. This is iOS Today, the show where we talk about the watch, the iPad, the phone, the everything with the I's and the O's and the S's. And today we're going to talk about our favorite stuff.
Yeah, we don't have a theme today. It's just stuff we like. Mm-hmm. Kind of a hodgepodge or potpourri,
yes,
if you will.
Yeah, I was going to say melee, but it might turn into a melee. It's not the right word.
How about a melange?
A melange.
Melange.
But I wondered why melee is what came into my mind first.
Well, maybe because you want to punch me in the nose.
No, I don't. So let's start off with an app called Prune. It's a game, Prune.
Actually, this was an editorial pick of the week, right?
Yes, on the App Store.
That's
and this
great.
Is a game that you get to prune a tree.
What a concept.
And it's very zen. It's very therapeutic.
You've been giving me lessons.
Right. You have to aim the tree towards the sun.
This is one of those games they don't give you instructions.
No, they don't. And let's see if it'll let me start over from the beginning so you get to
Yeah, you can go back to ground zero.
It is.
Just pick your first one, yeah.
And we were doing a little bit of competitive pruning before.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It'll give me a little intro. So, yeah, let's skip it.
It's one of those things, beautiful music, mm-hmm. kind of these black and whitish graphics, and no instructions, but you just kind of have to play with it. It's soothing. It's not. There's no time limit, right?
So no.
You don't, it's not one of those. What is that, an earthquake? A volcano?
It's prune. You don't ask questions.
Terrible name.
It's $2.99, by the way, so it'll give you, that's pretty much the only direction that it gives you.
As far as I can tell, in-game purchases, no, you don't have to worry about that.
So you just swipe away to prune. You want to basically prune these because they're aiming towards the darkness.
Yeah.
And then once you,
it's kind of like Fruit Ninja with no time limit.
Yes. And it's just very
soothing. So what you're doing is you want that to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to prune it just a little bit. You don't want to prune the top. That's what I did. Because you want the little... you cut those off. Oh, that's okay. You did it afterwards.
Right.
And now they're going to go up to the stars.
It gets harder. There's more obstacles. Do you have some obstacles you need to prune around on your screen?
I'm on the second level.
Oh.
So I haven't gone very far. What am I supposed to do here? I'm supposed to cut these off. I'm supposed to cut these off before they hit the black sun.
Yes. No black sun.
Let's do it. Apparently, I have to do it again. So mm-hmm. That's the other thing is you can. This is not that hard, but that you can. See, I did it right.
Yeah.
No. Uh-oh. What is it telling me? It says keep doing it. Am I supposed to? You've played this one.
I have played it. Yeah.
I know what I want. I want. No. See, so it's a little trial and error. I don't actually know what I'm supposed to do here.
Well, it's one of those games, that does not tell you. That's part of the game.
Am I trying to, keep stuff out of the black sun but still get little buds?
Yes. It's supposed to go around, you want it to
I think I did it.
Around there.
It's not complaining.
Yeah.
Is it done? What do I do now? Help me.
Swipe up from the bottom. What does it do? Oh, maybe it's stuck. Maybe, you have to prune that away because it's stuck in the sun.
Nope. That restarted me. So, I think different personalities might have different reactions to this. Some personalities might actually get angered.
Are you one of those?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But some might find this strangely soothing.
Maybe you really need it.
Maybe I need to learn to be calm. Let me see your level. What level are you at now?
I don't know what's going on here now. It's just...
Prune. $3.99.
We don't really understand what this button does.
It goes back, doesn't it? Or it starts the next level. No, it means you're done.
Mm.
Now you're going to go to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are a superior pruner.
So I got up to this fourth level.
Yeah, let's see now. 1, 4. See all those stars?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Those are all
you've
got to
get
petals.
Them cherry blossoms.
Mm-hmm.
Let's grow a tree.
Right.
But see, you'd have to prune it so that it has enough energy.
Yeah,
I was explaining, because I have a lot of experience pruning persimmon trees, that I should be good at this game.
Right, but maybe you...
See, you're getting them. You're doing well.
Yeah, so it's you want
to... Oh.
Da, da, da. You can take a picture so you can prove...
Share this with your Twitter fans.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't, okay? Just don't. Look, I grew a tree. All right, that's prune. No, actually, it's an editor's choice award, and it's one of those games that I like. Because it's relaxing.
Right. If you're stressed, let's replace those bad memories you have of pruning trees with good memories of pruning on the iPad.
I had a Moto X. I know this seems a little odd, but 2 years ago it was my favorite phone ever. And Motorola, which was owned by Google at the time, released something called Spotlight Stories on the Moto X. And they said, this is exclusive. No one else will get it. And it was fun. It was like this thing where you would look at your phone... And you would have to turn around, and it would show different things. It was kind of VR without a VR helmet. Ooh. Well, they've now released it for iPhone. I love the start, which is you get help. It explains the game, you see, and now we can download other ones. Oh, 500 megabytes.
I downloaded one on my phone.
It's kind of big, isn't it?
It was big.
I should have downloaded this before the...
Here, do you want to see Buggy Knight?
Some of these, Buggy Knight is one that was on the Moto X.
Do you want to see it on?
And this was the original one, Windy Day. So I'm going to download all of these. And what they did is they got really talented animators, and I think Google's hope was, or Motorola's hope was, that because this was kind of a new medium for these animators, a new interactive medium, it's hard to show.
Yeah, you can. I think you might be able to see my phone.
Can you see Zach? So.
So
she's, you're looking
around.
For the bug. So you have a little spotlight, and you're looking for the bug. If you could find the bug, now you see, this is why I always had trouble showing it. You might have to turn that way.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now you're off camera. So it's a hard thing. So
see this?
One thing that's different on the iPad game is you can now, or iPhone game, is you can now do it with your finger. So just keep it down there and swipe around
with
your finger.
Got
so you don't have to do the accelerometer thing. But that was kind of cool, I have to admit.
So... Where's the bug?
So you're looking for the bug. When you get the bug, drama will happen.
Oh, true.
And so it's kind of like a humorous cartoon. There's nice music. We're not hearing that because your phone's not connected. And there's... there you go. See, it's kind of fun. I really think there it is. Look.
That's
right
the bug?
There. Yeah.
Come on, bug.
I really think Motorola had high hopes for this and expected this to be bigger than it ended up being. Let's do this one.
Okay.
This is... the first live action. So up to now, it's all been animation.
Ooh, Justin Lin.
Who's Justin Lin?
I don't know. He's a famous director, right?
Is he?
I think.
Filmmaking to the world of immersive story. Wow, this sounds good. It's 3D. Now, this is 3D without... Now, watch. You see, as I move the thing, you can see that's going to move it. But I also can do it with my hand. Help. And look, this is actually...
Justin Lin is Fast and the Furious.
You're kidding. This is Fast and Furious.
The internet's kidding, but I don't kid.
No, that sounds right. That sounds right. So now he's taking a little bit of control here and is moving the camera through the sidewalk. Wow, it looks like I crashed. Anyway, this is free. It's from Google, and I think it's interesting. It's more. It's kind of like virtual reality without a helmet. What you'll find you're doing, you tend to do. In fact, let me pick it up and you can show us two shot, Zach. Do it in the two shot. Because what you end up doing is this. I mean, this is really how you'll want to play it. You see that? So now I'm looking. Oh, look, there's a creature.
Ew, scary.
Yeah.
It looks like gremlins.
And so, wow. Wow. But it's very hard to show on TV because, but as you see, as I move around, I'm looking around in this real world. So it's what the idea is, it's kind of an immersive real world experience. Oh, there's a police officer. Look, he's drawn his gun.
Oh.
So this really is interesting because it's live action.
It's like Google Cardboard without the cardboard.
Yeah. Isn't that cool? So, and I can see what the officer is chasing. So it's an interactive game. There it is. We're going into the subway. Should we go in the subway? Oh, no, he's chasing her. Why is he chasing her? Wow, let me plug in the audio again. I don't know if that will be helpful. But
I've got it now, too, and I'm scared.
What the heck? This seems to be attached.
This is the problem.
The audio is also three-dimensional.
With the VR. You get so involved in it.
I have VR helmet, but I think it's kind of... Look, there's the officer. Keep on me, Zach. Ignore Megan.
Here you go.
She's not helpful. So now, whatever they're looking at, well, let's see what they're looking at. And that's the idea, is you turn around and you'd see that something's coming in the door. This is scary. Whoa! Whoa! Hey-o! Back up! Isn't that fun? So this is, just came out. It's, what do they call it? 3D?
Spotlight Stories.
Spotlight Stories, that's right.
See, I could be helpful.
And for people who felt, I don't think anybody felt bad that they didn't have a Moto X and couldn't do it. And I think Google finally realized that and said, okay, well, we'll put it on other platforms. For the first time ever on iOS. It is not an iPad game, but as you see, you can play it on the iPad. It might even be more vivid if you do.
Yeah.
But it's designed for the iPhone.
I think kids would really like it. I don't know about that, that Justin
Lin. I think
Lin
it's kind of fun. Yeah. I think it's... I always liked it, and it was one of those things where I say, oh, look, and everybody go, yeah, who cares?
It's more of a, you know, solo experience.
Yeah, that's a real problem. It's a solo experience.
Yeah. The bug one would be good for kids. All right, so I promised that you could make an emoji with your face, and I am going to deliver on that. This is an app called iMoji.
Now, can I send it, like, as in messaging?
No, I told Jason that, but not, you know, that there's some inappropriate emojis on
there's
here.
There's some, somebody's flipping the bird, big deal. Whoa, that's the president. I've never seen him do
so
that.
So here's, like, now you can show. There's Amy Schumer.
Love her. Don't you love her?
I do love her, yes. So I could just take this, I can add it to my collection, or here's, let me show my collection, which are all appropriate. So I've got Amy Schumer, I've got me some Oprah, I've got a sticker I made in my face, a pizza, and then this one that I like to use all the time, this
what?
Sticker.
Am I in it?
Yes, that's you.
Or
it
did
was
you
there.
Do that?
No, I didn't make that. So if I want to share that on Instagram, I can. Just...
So what would happen? I'd just get my head in the picture?
Yeah.
Or can you put it on another picture?
No. Well, I can.
Okay, that's of limited value
profiles.
To anybody but me.
But
for me, that's going to be useful.
For using emojis, there's my Instagram. If you want to text them.
Where else can we do it? Can I put it in my my messages?
Yes, yeah, see, that'd be cool. You can use iMessage.
Oh, see, that's awesome. That's what
that
I wanted
to you,
for.
Facebook Messenger, yeah. Twitter, the same place you would use any emojis.
You know what that's useful for?
Everything.
Yep.
What
now,
else?
A lot of times people send you stuff in messages that you want to kind of not say a word, but you want to go.
Right.
And so having the right...
Yeah, the two dancing girls.
Emoji is good.
Like if I'm going to say, like if someone's saying like, why are you late? Then I just do the Leo emoji.
I'm on Leo
time.
That's
the answer. Let me show you how to create your own emoji from your sticker.
Okay, this is I-M-O-J-I.
Yes. So let's see. I will
or you could
make
take
one.
Existing pictures.
Yeah.
But wait, you could also take, it looked like you could take a picture
I could,
of you.
Should I take a picture of you? So
yeah, here.
Oh, let's do us.
Now we're going to make an emoji.
Ooh, look at all those chins.
Ooh, that's a lot of chins. That's more chins than the Chinese phone book.
So here's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to cut around some of my chins. There we go.
Oh, that's neat.
We don't need
okay,
to
so it doesn't have to be
chins.
That shape. It could be any shape.
No.
Okay.
There. That's much better. Oh, why didn't that cut? I didn't cut appropriately, I think.
Maybe you didn't cut. You press the cutter.
Oh. There we go.
Whoopsies. Yeah. Maybe a little more cutting needed.
Yeah.
Get that blue out of there.
Yeah. It is a iPhone app, but I'm showing it on the iPad. You know how that is.
Yeah.
Look at all. I did plastic surgery on myself to get rid of those chins. And let's make it public, because why not? And you guys download this. You can send that sticker.
Oh, so you could share it with the other iMoji users.
Yeah.
Nice.
And there it is.
That's probably how my head got in there.
Yeah. I made one of my husband, Marco, because you never know.
Everybody should have a Marco sticker.
A tick.
A tick.
My favorite YouTuber, Miranda Sings, Steve
That's
Jobs,
neat.
Elon Musk.
I like
Musk,
the Steve Jobs
All my
one.
Favorite people.
Yeah.
I have emojis, and I can use them now.
So what we really want to do is add expressions like
more. Yeah.
And then you'd have a whole vocabulary
right.
of nonverbal gestures
exactly.
that you could use in iMessages.
Mm-hmm. And you could search. Look,
greatest
like
hits, Team
minions,
Internet, Minions.
Animal Kingdom. Let's see what that is.
There's a raccoon.
Bunny.
Oh, Grumpy Cat.
Yeah.
You know what? There's nowhere that Grumpy Cat isn't
that's
appropriate.
True. That is true.
Just go ahead and use Grumpy Cat in any
and
situation.
Zach, maybe you want to show this because that's a bunny with a pancake on its head. And that, sometimes there's, you need to send that.
That's kind of cryptic. Like if you sent that to somebody, they might say, I wonder what that means.
Yeah, I know.
What does the bunny with a pancake hat mean?
I know. I'm going to send it right
He's wearing
now,
his app so. Cap.
Yeah.
Send that to Marco.
Okay.
Then see what happens.
And don't show his phone number. There
Did
we
you
go.
Send me a bunny with a pancake on his head?
Yep. So that's Imoji. Little raccoon.
I like the raccoon. Said that to Kevin Rose. See what he does. He might throw his phone.
See if I have Kevin. Don't show my screen, because if I do have his number still there, no.
So I owe everybody an apology. Last week, my app cap was automatic, which is a $90, $99 dongle that goes on your car. Turns out most cars, all cars since the mid-90s, have had something called an OBD, onboard diagnostics port. Automatic works with the OBD2 port. It's easy to install. You just plug it in like a USB dongle. I mean, it just plugs right into the car. Believe it or not, if you look under your steering wheel, you'll see this port. And then it talks to the automatic software and tells you how you're driving. If you get a diagnostic light, what's wrong? It can also keep track for kids of, you know, geofencing and stuff. And I mentioned that I thought that $99 was a little steep for the automatic dongle. The app is free. And I recommended the $60 or even $40 dongle that I've been using. At the time, I used it with software called Dash that wasn't available on iOS. It was shortly before the show. They released it for iOS. So I hope you didn't run out and buy a automatic, because I think that the Dash is even more functional. Mm-hmm. And Dash works with a variety of OBD2 dongles. They recommend one that's, I think, $40 or $50. But then in some ways, let's get it so you can focus on it. There it is. You get a score. You can see things about what's going on, like when your car is idling, how much time you spent idling, the engine temperature, the battery voltage. I mean, this stuff is very cool. You can also keep track of your driving trends. I like automatic, and for a long time it was the only way to use this kind of OBD dongle on an iPhone. Now that Dash is here, if you haven't bought one yet, take a look at Dash. The app is free, and they will recommend actually, I think they recommend one particular OBD dongle that's very affordable. I got one that was a little more expensive, I think $60, very capable, uses Bluetooth. Anyway, either automatic or Dash is a good choice. I prefer Dash, and if you haven't bought anything yet, that might be the one to check out. Download it. There's a nice picture of me, and
I need an emoji sticker for that.
Yeah. It's a little more functional. You can download your data in CSV format. You can send it to yourself. There's a lot of useful little things on this. So, apologies. I got it wrong. I thought Dash was not yet available for iOS. It is now. Dash.by, I think, is the website.
Yes, and I have some addendums from our subreddit. Dana on our subreddit said, mentioned this, which you already knew at the end of the show, but also that there's a special kind of OBD2 adapter. That's what you were just talking about. Yeah. The ones sold on eBay that says they're not compatible with Apple devices, which is true. Those send back Bluetooth messages that the iOS Bluetooth driver, for some reason, doesn't recognize.
Oh, so you might want to be careful then about getting the proper OBD2 device.
Right, and Dana also says his opinion of automatic was not good. He had some frustration with it. He thought the final product was disappointing. Just one other person.
I reviewed it maybe a year or two ago on one of the shows, and I had the same reaction, which is there's better stuff if you had Android.
Right.
Now that you do get the Dash program, which is really the key to all of this, I think that probably that's the better way to go. Automatic is very popular and has been very popular on iOS because it was the only choice. Dash, dash.by. I wonder, and I'm going to look, if they recommend what to use for iOS. Mm. That would be really great. Some of these devices are as little as $10, and that's another reason why I prefer it. Here's this $59 Bluetooth V2 connection. That's, you know, anything that does LE would probably be good. Here's some more expensive ones. This is the one I have. But anyway, there's quite a few out there. Thank you for, who was it?
That was Dana Schwartz.
Thank
on
you,
our
Dana.
Subreddit. Yeah, and you can participate in our subreddit also at reddit.com/r/iOS today. So my last app is an app called KidCam, which is a camera for your kids on your iPad or your iPhone. If you have children of any age, you know they love to take a billion pictures. And that will fill up your device pretty quickly. So this, my favorite part about this cam, this app, is that it lets you limit how many pictures they can take. So here's what it looks like. And it's also just better It looks better for kids, especially little kids. And you just press the eyeball to take a picture. I took a picture of this. Let's take a picture of... There's one of the many selfies that my daughter takes. And then you can add eyeballs to it. here, let me do it.
I love
that.
That's from Monsters, Inc. Yeah, why don't you put an eyeball on my forehead?
I would love to put an eyeball on your forehead. Oh, yep, it works this way, too.
I'll just stay still.
Okay. Boop. There we go. Let's see how that worked. Oh, I did not do a good job on that.
But can you reposition the eyeball? No, you're stuck with it.
My son was using this, and he did a much better job than I did. There we go.
Is that him?
Yes, that's Milo. disguised.
As a monster.
As a monster.
Inc.
Uh-huh. Kid Cam, and this one is free. Here are some settings that you can change. Hold for 3 seconds. It assumes that, you know, your child doesn't know how to
So, yeah, this is one problem with parental locks, is that kids get smart.
Right. They learn to read.
They learn to things like reading.
yes, they do.
So this is for little kids.
Yeah, and it's better. It's an iPhone or an iPad app. So, yeah.
Fun. What's
Kid
it called?
Kid Cam. And I'm pretty sure it's free.
I want to give credit to Steve Gibson. He's a puzzler. He likes games that are intellectually challenging. He'd probably like that prune game. He recommended, before I left for vacation, he said, don't download this and install it until you're on vacation because it will consume you. It's pretty fun. It's called Loop. And the idea of it is, it's another one of those games where there's no instructions and you have to just try it. I'll show you as soon as Zach pulls up the screen. There you go. And the idea, as it turns out, is you have to make a loop. So you got to move pieces around until you close the loop, and then you've got it. Now, that seemed pretty easy, didn't it?
It did.
It also allows you to take a picture. But it gets harder rapidly.
Whoa.
Dude.
Close the loop.
Yeah, it's not that hard if you think about it, but there you go.
I love a game that's named after business jargon. Like, let's close the loop.
Let's close. Oh. This, you know, I think that what's fun about it is it's kind of pretty, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of, and you hear the music, as all of these have to have kind of new age hippy-dippy music. And there we go. There we go. Close the loop.
I like that.
Do you like this?
I do, yeah.
You know, I like showing these. Steve loves this, and a lot of people who watch Security Now got excited. I have no idea how to do this one. Oh, I got it. I just thought about it. Boom, boom. Oh. How about that? So it's pattern recognition. It's nonverbal. If you're a person like me that does a lot of talking for work, it's kind of fun to do something that doesn't involve any talking at all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I bet it's good for just brain training, too.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
As you get older, for people who are getting older.
One of the ways they test people sometimes in psychological environments and so forth is with these kinds of things to see if they're good at pattern matching, nonverbal stuff, and also if they're good at figuring out. So I feel like it's almost a psychological test. And now this is where I'm going to kind of start yelling. There we go. Okay. I feel like I'm getting somewhere. All right. You get the idea.
Yeah. This game is called Loop.
It all looks like bottoms to me, you know, like bums.
Mm-hmm. That's probably another part of the
Something
game.
Wrong.
What does it look like to you? It's a different show.
Loop.
All the links to these apps are at twit.tv/iOS. You can email your suggestions to iOS today at twit.tv. And join our subreddit, like I said, reddit.com/r/iOS today.
Did we get response back? Because remember we'd asked, should we stay on Reddit?
Yes. We still have people participating in the Reddit. So
okay.
No,
that's
one
the best
said don't
way to
do it. No.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Burke McQuinn, who works for us, says he's on level 240.
He was showing me that the other day. He's not making that up.
240.
Yeah. While he's not cleaning out your desk, he's playing Loop.
I can't yell at him because I spilled coffee into my mixer last
I didn't know if that
weekend
was
on the radio show. And poor Burke was the one who opened it up and went, he's getting it fixed right now.
Right. So he pauses to play some Loop just to calm himself.
That's fine. Calm himself down. Yep.
So let's talk about some news, some iOS news. Apple released their earnings this week, and they were what I thought was pretty great, but then people sort of
stock market expected better. You can't pay attention to the stock market, right? They have expectations. If you don't live up to the expectations, they ding you by selling stock, and then it ends up it'll come back eventually. Yeah. Because ultimately, in my opinion, first of all, we don't care about the business story as much. As long as the company stays in business, right, we're happy. But I think we also understand that the stock market is very volatile, and the fundamentals of Apple, I think, are very strong. Now, you could say, well, I don't know, 10 years from now, will they be as strong? They're living on the iPhone. Yeah, but that's 10 years off.
But I think the big question was like, oh, well, they didn't release the watch. They didn't say how many watches they sold. They always said they were never going to say
that.
We
knew that.
They put them in the other category, and right, you could extrapolate, they thought they were going to sell 2 billion, and really it was only 1.8 billion. I think that the stock market disappointment is overblown, personally.
And what the funny thing is, the third quarter results are record results.
Yeah.
So it's not like Apple's going down or going backwards. You might have thought that if you saw the stock market.
They have more cash than ever, than any company ever.
They're quarterly revenue of $49.6 billion, profit of $10.7 billion. This is in 3 months, and that's up from $7.7 billion a year ago.
Right.
So I think that sounds pretty good. This is not this third quarter. This is what Apple calls its third quarter. Is not the big quarter. The big quarter is the first quarter of the year, the buying season after. In fact, given that we know there's a new iPhone and new iPads coming out in the next quarter, it's not surprising that third quarter wouldn't be huge.
Right.
And in fact, with revenue growth of 33%, Apple's sitting in the catbird seat. I think the stock market's nuts.
And I think the watch is doing better than the iPad did, the first iPad, and better than the first iPhone did. The other category had $900 million. And Luca Maestri said that's
watch.
Right. What TV and
stuff that they don't break out.
But that the watch had over 100% of that. That's what that.
What?
That. Over, yeah, I don't know what that
How can
means.
Anything be over 100%?
That's what he said. Well over 100% of the growth.
Oh.
In the other category.
So in other words, the watch grew and nothing else did.
Right.
I think that's pretty...
Yeah, because you can have, had no growth before.
Right, or
so
negative
well
growth.
Over, yeah. So I think it's interesting. And then speaking of the watch they announced today is going to be sold in Best Buy now. And not just the watch, but third-party bands. I know you have a third-party band.
Yeah,
you
actually,
to
this
show
was
off.
One of the picks I was going to make. We talked about this before I left. And this came from, I think, Andy Yanatko, who pointed out that there's nothing proprietary about the little metal bars that Apple uses to attach bands to the watch. So it's very, in fact, one of the big innovations of the Apple Watch is how easy it is to remove the band. On other watches, you might need a special tool to remove those pins. Those pins go flying. This, you just press a button, which is on the watch, and you slide the band out. And I paid on Amazon, I think, $35 or $40 for what looks like the classic buckle band. This isn't gold, obviously, but this is leather, and it's for that price, it's affordable to have a variety of bands for your Apple Watch. So
and it's not turning your wrist green, or it's not.
No, I think there's a huge selection out there.
Yeah,
In fact, you can even get things like the Milanese Loop for a lot less than Apple charges for it. So Apple, to their credit, is not, at least so far, saying anything about people using that same technology. There were some Kickstarter projects to create those little metal pieces that slide into the watch. I don't think they own that. So, good news.
So
if you're looking for watch bands, you probably should look at third-party watch
bands. Right, and you can get them at Best Buy. Also, screen protectors and nightstands they're going to be selling there, too.
Nightstands? The things that you had one of those. Yeah,
I have, so they're going to come to 100 stores at first, and then they're going to expand that after that. So that starts August 7th. And the most interesting thing that I think any journalist said about the growth of the Apple Watch was Farhad Manjoo in the New York Times this week. I loved his quote. He said, "What is it?" He said, asking if the Apple Watch will become a hit or a flop is a bit like asking if my 2-year-old daughter is destined to go to Yale or to jail.
It's too early, he says.
And I thought that was really interesting because everyone was just like, they wanted to hear the earnings and, is it going to succeed? Is it not? It's like, we have no idea. We all just are talking into the air.
We should also point out that I think our beat is not business coverage. It is for the Wall Street Journal. It is for the New York Times. It is for a lot of things. But for us, we want to cover the technology. Is it worth? Is it something for you? Who cares if Apple's making money on it? Is it something you would want or something you wouldn't want?
And if you already bought it, here's the fun thing you can do with it. That kind of thing.
It's not a measure of sales. That's if you're an investor important.
Right.
We care more about, is it something you'd want?
Right. And honest opinions about that.
And you like it, and I think it's kind of a gadget.
Yeah.
A gimmick.
And I think it has tons of potential, and that's part of what I like.
Potential it has. I'll grant you that.
Yes.
It is like asking your...
Yeah.
How your 2-year-old's going
to
do.
Right, Yale or Dale.
Yale
and
or Yale.
And who's to say
like
Yale?
That.
I don't know. You did one of those, which, you know, maybe you've done both. I don't know.
No Yale yet.
Okay.
But my mother is still hoping. Here's the band that I got. If you wanted to see, this was on Amazon.com. Apple Watch Band W Metal Clasp Herb Genuine Leather Strap Wristband for Apple Watch and Sport Edition compared to classic buckle and modern buckle. 42 millimeter red, 25 smackers.
And how much are the classic and modern buckles? Are they like $200?
$700 for the gold one.
$700.
So I would say this is a good deal.
Yeah.
And you can have more of them. You know, there are people who are band fanatics. Renee Ritchie at iMore.
He came on a dozen. Yeah, he came on the show and showed it was like he was opening up a little shop.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. But he loves them. Okay.
Farhad Manjoo.
Yes.
Jail or Quail.
So
Jail or Yale.
You've been to Yale. You haven't been
rhymed
to Yale yet. Here's some other news. iOS 9 beta is out. And
public beta.
The public beta, yes. First time that any Joe or Jane could download it. And speaking of
rain... I suppose one of us should install it.
Well, we can't show it. We can't show screenshots of it.
It still says that.
Yes, it still says that. Renee Ritchie came on. He talked all about it. He kind of talked around it, but...
I thought now that it's a public beta, we should be able to show it.
I mean, you could go online and see screenshots of it. I don't know, but we're not supposed to. And I like to follow rules. So
she's a rule follower.
But,
so am I, actually.
Here's one thing that Renee did say, that don't leave app reviews if you've installed the public beta.
You can't.
Well, now that was new, but this week they announced that. But before, people could do that. They would say, like, oh, this doesn't
work.
It's
a beta. Okay, so Apple has blocked that.
Right,
now.
So now you can't. So
don't
even try.
Good thing. I hear that Apple has stopped selling the Nest thermostat.
Yes,
in their stores.
They did.
It's funny. I bought, I think, 3 Nest thermostats at the Apple store in Cupertino. Now, it is a Google product. That's one thing that's changed since I bought them.
Yeah, but it made by 2 former Apple employees. It was
Tony Fadell, the guy who did the iPod.
But so they're replacing it with the Echo B3.
What's that?
Which is another thermostat. Renee came and talked about it. It works with HomeKit. That's what Nest does not work with HomeKit.
Interesting.
So you can control it all with Siri. You can turn off your lights, start a dance party, make it a different temperature.
This is one thing I'm not crazy about, is this idea that if you're going to use Apple stuff, it has to be all Apple stuff. It's so important that I believe that you have an open ecosystem. And if I'm going to invest in a home automation ecosystem, I want it so that it'll work with everything.
Right. Yeah. I mean, this is your home. It's like your home. Yeah. You can't come, you know, you can't turn off and on the lights if you use an Android.
Apple will probably say, oh, well, it all just works better if we control it all and it comes from our ecosystem. But it's hard not to say, I think it's more of a business choice, Apple.
Right.
You're trying to lock people in.
Yeah.
And making sure that people buy all Apple products, and I'm not crazy about that.
No, I mean I think there should be a standard for everything.
I agree.
I don't know if you've been to San Francisco lately, but they have a smart home. Target has a smart home. It's like this big giant plexiglass home in the Metreon, and they have all of the devices set out, what works with what, and how you can use it. It's pretty cool for I think it's actually a touristy place. So people, you know, coming to visit
Metreon
San Francisco,
they're
going to see this amazing smart home and see what, works with what and what doesn't work with what, which is interesting.
Did you see the rumors about the iPad mini?
No.
Just very exciting. Now, I'm going to qualify this rumor again, rumor mill. But all of the Apple sites like Mac Rumors, which is a great site, and Mark Gurman really is well connected, are saying that there will be a new iPad mini, and for the first time in a couple of years, it will actually be kind of redesigned. The iPad mini last year was a little disappointing. Japanese blog Mac Otakara claims the iPad mini 4 will have some of the same specifications and features as the Air 2. That's what we're using. Mm-hmm. That means it'll be thinner, it'll be faster, 8-megapixel camera in the back. That's good, because I think a good camera... I was amazed on our trip how many people were using their iPads to take pictures. It's become a thing.
For tourists,
yes. Yeah, ultra-thin 6.1-millimeter design. We like that. And fully laminated display with anti-reflective coating. It'd be interesting if they do the A8 or the A9 processor. The A9 is probably what the next iPad, the iPad Air 3, would have. So according to another source, Taiwan's Economic Daily News, Apple will not do a new iPad Air this year.
Huh.
So maybe, I'm just speculating, again, rumor, a new mini with iPad Air 2 features and specifications. And remember, we really do expect a iPad Pro in the fall,
right,
which would be a 12-inch or 12.9-inch device with pressure-sensitive, optional stylus and so forth.
Yeah.
So this should be interesting.
It should be interesting.
Watch with the, I guess in September or October is usually when they announce this.
And the new S models of the iPhone are supposed to be really great.
The rumors on those are that they're going to finally add the
Force touch
to the touch screen on the new iPhone.
So it's basically cool. Everybody thought they were going to upgrade to the iPhone 6. Now is the time if you didn't. The 6S. So we have a lot of places where you can contact us. Like I said, email or subreddit. I'm going to read a couple questions. Rick from North Carolina asks, I recently bought an Apple Watch and expected and hoped that I would have a calendar app that would allow for checking future months. I'm aware of the standard app from Apple, but I would like to look at out months. I don't need to drill down to the activities in the future months just to see the calendar on my watch. And I have had this problem too. Like, you just want to see what day of the week, you know, is to Mondays from what's
and
the day to Mondays.
And you can't do that now?
No, I'll show my watch and the calendar app is just this month. You can't go
backwards or forwards.
Yeah. Oh, there, thank you. Here we go. Thank you. So yeah, it's just July and you get that. Isn't that like that's the most annoying move? Like I want to see August.
Give me August.
I found a free app. It's called Koyomi. And, you know, I have so many apps, so few that I use. Let's find Koyomi, C-O-Y-O.
I love all your little mini icons. Wait a minute, that's all it does.
Well, yeah, because I was showing.
Look at that.
So, uh-oh.
Marco wants to know, why did you send me a rabbit with a pancake on its head? Is there something I should know?
So I can look at all the months. I was already scanning ahead, but yeah, here's July. Oh, you can't go back, but you can go forward.
You can't go back.
No, you can't go. But then, as you said, WatchOS 2, you're going to be able to go backwards.
Well, they're going to have that thing where you spin the crown and you go back in time, which I really like.
This is interesting that it doesn't let you use the digital crown. But you can't drill down.
Some of this has to do with limitations Apple has imposed on what third parties can do on the Apple Watch, because Apple can do anything they want, but the current Apple Watch OS really only lets you put images on the Apple Watch.
Yeah.
You can't do animation.
And of course, you know, all watch apps are also phone apps, so there's a Today widget.
There has to be.
And and then, you know, you can add a holiday calendar, and here's your in-app purchases, which would be you start the week on a different day or change the language, but you can add a Today widget. And the Pro, I guess, is $199, so not a big deal. And if you want to support that, because it's one of just those weird things where it's like, why didn't they let you go forward in time? Like, why didn't the calendar app built into the watch let you do that? But now
somebody's saying you could do it with Siri. I'm not sure what you say. How would you say, show me the month of August?
Let's try. Siri, show me the month of August. Use handoff to search the web for Siri. Of course, you can use,
thank you, Siri.
You can look at the calendar. You can use your phone to look at the calendar,
That's my most hated Siri message now.
Is,
use handoff and go to your phone because I don't do that.
Yeah. So, it is really looking at the calendar. All you have to do is pick up your phone or any device or a wall
Your
calendar.
Phone will do it, obviously.
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal, but it is, it's free, and it does exactly that.
What's the name of that?
Koyomi, C-O-Y-O-M-I.
Koyomi. Koyami.
Koyami. Koyomi.
Koyomi?
Koyomi.
C-O-Y.
Koyomi.
O-A?
Koyomi. And that must mean something, calendar.
In Japanese, you think?
It means very simple thing you could do yourself if you weren't so lazy. That's what it means.
Koyomi.
Koyomi.
From Flask.
Yeah.
LLP.
Yeah. from Flask.
Nice.
I have one more question or a comment, and I got to find it.
I'm sorry, I threw you off there.
You did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Forcing you to look up Koyomi.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have nothing.
Yeah.
Hey, let me.
Let's see.
Let me see what I can do.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Kyle D.
Kyle D.
Kyle D on our subreddit, how to get rid of the iOS crash warnings. Have you gotten any of those?
No.
Apparently the bug is back. The iOS crash bug that was supposed to be fixed is back. But he has a solution for getting rid of those. You just go into airplane mode, and you go into settings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here, maybe we could show this.
Turn on airplane mode. Okay, I can do that.
You do it.
I'll do it. While you tell me what to do, I'm going to
go into airplane mode.
And I'm going to go turn on airplane mode, turning it on. Okay, mm-hmm. Now what?
Then you go into your settings.
Yeah.
And toggle the airplane mode switch into the off position.
Yeah, did that.
And then, go to Safari. And then you have to clear your history and website data. Do you want to do that?
Oh, I see. So you do this in Safari, and because you're in airplane mode, Safari's not going to do anything. Okay, and then I can clear. He probably means in the settings.
Settings, yeah. Settings, Safari, yeah, okay. Tap clear history and website data.
Okay, and so that error is coming from Safari?
I guess so. Then you double press the home button and swipe Safari up to close.
Clear history and website data. History cookies and other browsing data. We'll be sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Then what? Then turn airplane mode off. Yep. And now you're living large.
Mode. And then you restart Safari.
And then restart Safari. Mm-hmm. So that means double tapping and then finding Safari and whoop.
You didn't have the problem, but let us know if you have a problem now.
Oh. Whoop. Does that not work?
It should work.
Whoop. That's... Anyway, you get the idea.
Yeah.
Just say whoop like that.
You can call us 757-504-iPad. You can write us at iostoday@twit.tv.
I can't do it with Safari.
You can
do it with anything else.
Yeah. That's weird. Maybe we just broke Safari.
Whoop, whoop.
There it goes.
Whoop, whoop.
Are you ready for our weekly app cap where we talk about our favorite apps
and we finally do it. Yes, is it time?
Yeah, I think it's time.
All right.
It's time, Leo.
Would you like this hat?
I have two hats.
I have two hats as well, but I've decided to go with the more sedate.
Oh, that's good.
Mexican wrestler.
That is good. Yeah.
Just call me.
It's the San Francisco Giants.
Mexican Lucho wrestler. Niners.
I like this one. I was going to just. There we go.
I think a small child turning into the show at this point might be terrified.
I look like Mushmouth or whatever from Fat Albert.
Hey.
Yeah, wasn't that his name? That he looked like?
Mushmouth.
I might have made that up. Okay. So I promised more cat videos than any person needed. And I know you think that's hard. To do,
yeah.
But CatShake, it's a very complicated app from Burning Flowers.
It's channeling apps. Sarah Lane now. Is that what's going on? Do you even have any cats?
I don't have any cats, but everybody likes cat videos.
Who doesn't love cat videos?
There we go. Whoa!
Whoa!
And then I got tired of that one. I just shake it.
And you get a new one?
Yeah.
Oh, see, the kids would like this.
Well, no, Siri. There's another app.
What? That's a strange tale.
I'm bored of that one. Shake. There we go. It's easier to shake your iPhone. Oh, that cat needs to go on
that
a diet.
Is one large cat.
Cats and ties. But I wish it was dog shake, because I do prefer the dogs. I feel like if I keep shaking hard enough, then a dog's going to come. There we go.
Cat shake. Is it free?
$29.99.
No.
Just kidding. It's free.
Look at that. That's funny. It's a cat walking underwater. Boy, you have a short attention span.
Yeah. I like it better on my phone, but... Oh, that's a good one.
No, see, I don't like those. You know why?
Why?
Because there's a hidden wire, and that's cruel.
A wire?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
When you see cats doing that kind of stuff, they don't do that on their own. People are using little thin fishing wire... And I think it's torture. So
really, what are they doing with the fishing wire?
Well, they're stringing it out there and pulling the cat and doing weird things.
Are
the
you
cat
sure
goes,
the cat's not scared? I'm never
scared
watching
of the fishing
another
wire.
Cat video again.
Well, don't. When cats make strange moves like that, I think it's often a case of fishing line. I'm going to show you how to make your own cat videos.
Okay, good.
No fishing line show needed. Do you know who Casey Neistat is?
I have heard of him from this app that
he is an amazing fellow. Dropped out of high school. It's hard to take me seriously, isn't it? I don't know why. He dropped out of high school in 10th grade, only has a 10th grade education, was a dishwasher, didn't have much money, lived in a trailer park, fathered a child as a teenager. But he had ambition and one other thing, talent. Really amazing creative talent. And started creating viral videos. He also became a very adept video editor. And I think the key to Neistat's stuff is not only that he's creative and comes up with great ideas, but he can edit it beautifully. He became fairly famous with a video that he made after getting a $50 ticket in New York City for not being in the bicycle lane on his bicycle. Oh. So then he started riding in the bicycle lane and showed that you can't, because, and he crashed into everything, including another police car, because it was in the bicycle lane. Mm. He's also done a very famous video calling Apple to task for the fact that its batteries on the iPod at the time would only last 18 months. It happened to him. And so he started modifying ads in New York City saying, you know, this is a ripoff. Shortly thereafter, Apple actually added a battery replacement program. They said it had nothing to do with Casey's multi-million view viral video, but I think it did. Anyway, a very talented, very interesting fellow. He's become a YouTube star, and he's released his own kind of Snapchat clone called Beeme, B-E-M-E. It's free for iPhone. Now, you're going to say to me, as many do when I mention Beeme, Beeme is locked. Hello, to get you started, we need to ask for some permissions. All right, let's do that. Beeme is locked, but I am going to allow it to access my location and send notifications.
Beeme is locked.
But, you know, so the idea is anyone with an unlocked app can get you in. You can actually, in the app, generate passwords. Or you can reserve your username. Somebody has done me a great favor and actually reserved Leo Laporte. So I'm Chief Twit on Beeme, but I'll tell you a little bit of a secret.
What?
If you follow Casey Neistat on Twitter, he says he gives out a password all the time. It's Iris.
Oh.
I-R-I-S.
And you can all use it?
And I guess everybody can use it. So if you don't know somebody who has Beeme, go ahead and use Iris, and you should be able to unlock it.
I'm
now.
In.
Yeah,
I reserved my username.
Isn't that awesome? You got your name and everything.
Yeah.
So now, here's how we do this. By the way, if you want, I'll show this on the phone. You can, as a user now, generate additional unlock codes. So I'll generate an unlock code. You can then share it on your Twitter or wherever. So if you search around for Beeme unlock codes, you'll find a lot of them. Why would you want to use this over Snapchat? The community is, I think, really great. The idea is to use this. I've added a number of people. If you want to see what Casey's done lately, you just press and hold. And just like Snapchat, there's Casey Neistat. The video will load. And you can watch Casey or his friends or somebody else using Beeme. Beeme has a really international crowd using it. And I think that that's one of the things that's of great interest. So you're going to say it's a lot like Snapchat.
But so from what I understood from reading about it, I didn't know the secret to it, so I haven't gotten to use it until now, is you don't get to edit your video or anything. You just take the video,
right,
and then that's what Beeme
here,
is
here, but
about.
Watch. Like, I could send a reaction, which
be
is...
be authentic.
Yeah, watch this. This is really fun. I'll send a reaction in my Lucho Libre helmet here.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
So I'm watching, and you can send... I want to send a reaction. React. And now she is going to get a picture of me in my Lucho Libre.
And she's going to be like,
she's
going to
go,
what?
Now, I want to send a video, and I can't remember how to do that. Am I...
I said, you have to take a video first?
Hold to watch. Add more people. Now I've lost track of how to use this darn thing. Oh, maybe I tap myself.
So the idea is that you're more authentic, right?
Yeah, I like it. It's not highly edited, modified, which is ironic because Casey is the king of video editing. I like it. And now that you have a code, you can try it and use it too. It's absolutely free. Beeme, Beeme. Now it's iPhone only, so when you search for it on the iPhone store. But it works perfectly well.
So, all these people are my friends, but, I mean, I don't know them, and it all says interesting stranger.
Yeah, they give you actually some pretty
nearby
good suggestions.
Nearby stranger. Ooh.
That's probably me.
I don't know. No, that's 666 SOAF.
All right, so get ready for this.
Okay.
What? What was that?
That was my bad.
That was your app cap? All right, watch. Get ready for this. I'm holding it to my chest. Now it's videoing. Are you ready for that?
That's how you do it.
Is that wild?
You just hold it to your chest?
Yeah. The idea is that you take videos without doing any work.
So you take a video from your heart. You're speaking from your heart now.
Get it?
Yeah.
You got it.
You are you.
Good.
Leo Laporte.
It's heartfelt.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It uses the proximity sensor on top of the iPhone, I'm being told. Oh. That's how it knows.
Oh.
And then I guess you just walk around. I don't know how it works.
Well, I was doing, I think we're doing, I think we're.
Are we doing it right now?
I think so, because when I take it away, it says canceled.
Yeah, so how long can I do it
for?
How
embarrassing that we're recording this right now. wait.
How do it work? All right, so I guess anyway, I'm Chief Twit if you want to follow me. What's your handle, Megan?
Megan Maroney.
That's easy enough. And you now have a code, although if you just search for Beamy on Twitter, you can find it. I kind of like it, too.
Well, it's what I like about Snapchat. Everybody complains about Snapchat, especially with kids. Like, they're just going to take
pictures
of themselves. But what I like about Snapchat is that kids don't, and people don't have to be always wearing makeup or always looking a certain way or never, you know, it's like something disappears. If you look weird in a picture, it's gone. It's not going to follow you all the way to your job interview. So
is this shooting video now?
The light's not on. Maybe
it's buzzing.
Mine's buzzing too. And it says canceled.
Every time I pull it away, it cancels. So maybe it shot a video. Yeah, it's posting. Oh. So I guess the idea is only shooting when you hold this to your heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I guess you're not in it.
I don't know how Casey... Mine's posting. Something's posting.
Yeah, posting. I've just posted 18 videos. So there you go. That's kind of cool,
it's
isn't
brand
it?
Brand new. It's just like a week or two old.
I like Casey. I think he's kind of an interesting fella. Casey Neistat's B-E-M-E.
Beamy.
At first I thought it was beam.
I did too.
And I think it's a play on words because you are kind of beaming the video, but I think it's...
Oh, wait. I can see my video now.
Oh, let's see your video.
It says hold on.
I could probably see your... I should add you. Then I could see your video.
Yeah, I need to add you too.
Add more people.
I think we're doing it.
Oh, isn't that funny? So I now know how to use it. I'm now following Megan. So I now know how to use it, which is good. Is you just hold it to your heart.
That's good. Now,
and you could see your videos.
I think we're doing it.
And I'm going to send you a reaction. I don't know how to really do that.
And this says, you lifted your finger, you'll never see that again. It's gone.
Son of a gun.
Gone.
It's very temporary. I got two reactions. So now I can watch the video.
I love it.
What is that a video of? Oh, that's not me. Be me. Ladies and gentlemen, we've now concluded
We could stay here.
Oh, Jason sent me a reaction. Thank you, Jason. His reaction is, what the hell?
He's frowning.
What's going on here? What are you doing?
He does not.
What's wrong
like
with
that.
You? Okay, you do me and I'll do you.
Okay, just put it over our hearts. That's the microphone.
I am Lucho Libre.
That's going to scare some kid. Anyway, end of reactions. That's the thing you're looking for.
Yeah.
That's it, the end of the show, actually.
I think that is. Please send us your reaction to twit.tv/iOS. That's where you can see this show, past shows, all the shows. And that is all we have. We record live usually at 12:30 Pacific time. We're a little early today. But we'll see you next week, I guess.
Yeah.
And we'll have figured out how to work all these things.
On iOS today, it comes from the heart. Bye-bye, everybody! Bye.